It's now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale after a trio of games from this past week. And coach, we will start with that game versus Horton. And you tell me that you guys really had an interesting strategy. Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't your strategy going into the game, but you started down double digits in the first quarter. You can tell me that you put the junior varsity team in for the entirety of the second quarter to kind of get the varsity team, kind of get them back into a flow.
Yeah, you know, very, very slow start. There was not a lot of energy in the gym. Horton came out firing. They hit, I think, six threes in the first quarter. And we were just moving extremely slow defensively, just playing with zero energy. And so our junior varsity girls got an opportunity, and they took it and ran with it and got us back in the game. I think we were down single digits maybe at halftime. And it really, you know, the varsity turned it on after that. They were not happy with being benched, and they didn't want that to happen again. So we finally got the team that we wanted to play playing.
That's fantastic. And then you guys were able to defeat McLeod 66-16. And then yesterday, you guys fell to Moorhill Mount Academy, the team that is currently atop the league, undefeated 11-0 in league play. You guys gave them a good run for their money. 46-32 was the final score in that one. You guys both kind of got off to a bit of a slow start, but it was pretty close for the majority of the second half.
It was. The second half, I felt like we really played fantastic defense. We made sure we were locating shooters, stopping transition. We just really tightened up things that we had talked about at halftime, you know, not turning the ball over, boxing out and rebounding the ball. That really hurt us in the first half. And, you know, Moorhill's a good team. Like you said, they're undefeated. So they're kind of the team that everybody's out to beat right now. And we gave it our best effort in the second half, but we get them again next week. So hopefully we turn it on even more than we did last night.
Yeah, and you guys continue to stay busy with your schedule. You guys still have six games left, as we have just a couple weeks left in the regular season, starting off with your game at ACCHS coming up on Friday. That one will be on 93.7 FM KAIR. And, Coach, you guys were able to defeat this ACCHS team back in December. What are some things that you remember from that game and are hoping that you can translate and duplicate that here in this matchup?
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I think that was our third game of the season, maybe fourth game. Effingham obviously has a nice duo between the Bowerly and Martin. I think the key with them is just making sure that you can do your best to shut them down, put the pressure on some of the other players. I think that if we can do that, then we'll put ourselves in a good position come Friday night.
So you guys right now, as you sit in fourth place in the NEKL, 5-5, you have three teams right behind you at 4-6 in Jackson Heights, ACCHS, and Oskaloosa. What's it going to take in these final six games to make sure you come out of that pack and possibly maybe even jump up into third place?
You know, a lot of these in games are strategy games. You know, you've played almost everybody once already. For us, we obviously haven't played Pleasant Ridge yet, so they're kind of not in the same boat as the other teams. But I think with the other teams that we've already played once, it's really understanding what they like to do, who their go-to players are defensively, so that we know who to shut down, who to guard on the perimeter, who to guard inside. And I think then just offensively, you know, everybody kind of has a feel for each other's plays now. And so that's where that basketball knowledge and that basketball IQ come in. You've got to be able to make plays within the set plays and take advantage of those opportunities. So I think just moving forward, we're going to want to make sure that we're focusing on the little things and taking advantage of opportunities when they do present to us.
There'll be a lot of opportunities for that as Lady Dragons are continuing to wind down their regular season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Valley Falls girls and basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Heinen Repair and The Elevator.